The God Who Speaks is a powerful message on the authority of Scripture in the voices of some of the most respected theologians of our day.
The most historic formula for the Christian church has been this: when the Scripture speaks, God speaks.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary which can empower Christians to share our faith and defend the authenticity of the Bible. Available at thegodwhospeaks.org or visit stream.afa.net.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
888-589-8840 is the number to call if you have never been on the air with us before.
All right, so first time callers only.
That's it. Once a mystery question, if you happen to land on it, answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. What? He hit the wrong button. The beloved rim shot.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio.
Been a long week, hasn't it, Tim?
Yeah. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
What do you call advice you get from a cow? What do you call advice you get from a cow? Beef tips. Move over. I'm going to sit down here and give you some good advice.
I like that one. Beef tips.
Not going to be any bull.
Okay.
It's going to be some good beef tips.
Went to Cracker Barrel last night.
Yeah.
All day I'd been thinking about, not all day, but since I learned we were going to Cracker Barrel.
Since you learned.
Said the dutiful husband.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Tim.
Hey, that's okay. No, you know how it is. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to go eat? I'll pick.
That question, that issue's the bane of my existence.
Yes. Wherever you want to go. Okay, I want to go here.
No,
I really don't want to go there.
I'm feeling that. Well, how about Mexican? Not really.
I've had enough of that.
You pick.
Anyway, talking about beef tips, I've been looking forward to that pot roast. They got a fabulous pot roast.
I've never had their pot roast.
Oh, man. Wrapped up in the, it's like summer campfire pot roast wrapped up in the
tinfoil?
Tinfoil and everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they were out, wouldn't you know it?
No.
I said worse. I had a bad attitude there toward the server. It wasn't her fault, but still, I took it out on her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what she gets paid for.
What, you know, while
take
you're,
abuse from customers.
You know, you mentioned about being discouraged and disappointed when something's out like that. And you got your heart set
right.
On. Thankfully, the ice cream machine at McDonald's was never out because that would be terrible. Hot, you're just jonesing for some ice cream. You're hankering for some ice cream. You get there, what?
Yeah.
Who would have thought this was possible?
You know, talking about things being out. My dad. Now he's in heaven, so I can talk about him.
Wow.
When I was a kid, he had me convinced that the ice cream truck, that it only played music when it was out of ice cream.
No.
Yep.
He didn't do that to you, did he? What age were you when you learned that was not true?
I was married.
It was too late.
It was too late. No, son, I'm sorry. That's the music they play when they have no more ice cream.
You hear what's happening right here instead of Trivia Friday?
Yeah.
I wish we had a podcast. I really believe if we weren't bothered by all these ask and answer questions.
By our listeners?
No, our listeners are wonderful. These questions get in the way of us talking about growing up in the 70s, cars, dating, our parents, you know, growing up the 1900s, I don't think
we might need to do a look back at the baby boomers look back or something.
Baby
like
boomer
that.
Lament. By the way, tip of the hat to John who sent that meme about the ice cream truck.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. It's first time callers only, and I'm going to give you the number. You call in, you ask a trivia question, you answer one of ours. We prefer that you do both. You can do one or the other, but we prefer that you do both. Here's the phone number to call and get on the air with us today on Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, 888-589-8840. I'll give that slowly again for folks in the South. 888-589-8840. BR549. Was that what junior samples?
I want to give a shout out to whoever came up with the number. You want to give a shout out for whoever came up with the number zero. Thanks for nothing.
All right.
Where's that rim shot when you need it?
888-589-8840. You're eligible to call in and be on the air with us if you're 11 years old or older. And if you JJ, what's your you told us there at the beginning there? What's it? If you land on the one of the questions, then
that's what, right. These original nine questions, three each. One is a mystery question. Yep. If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, Tim gets choked up just thinking about the possibilities. Yeah. You can win a Learning University T-shirt when you hear, and you'll hear this sound.
Beloved cowbell. Shall ring.
Tim, for those of you who are watching, and how can people watch Learning University?
They can watch it.
It's a radio show. I don't know what you're talking about.
They can watch
this it. This is 2026.
Yeah, we got something called the internet. What'd you call that? Their internet.
That their internet. Well, you can watch this. It's typically called Monday through Thursday, Today's Issue. So you can go to either Facebook or YouTube, search for Today's Issues or Today's Issues Live. I'm not sure which one goes to which, and I'm too old to figure that out.
Yeah.
Today's Issues or Today's Issues Live. Or you can go to stream.afa.net.
That's what we're talking about.
Stream.afa.net. That's our own streaming platform. By the way, you can watch all kinds of very helpful videos and documentaries. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to sign up. A lot of it is just free. Just put your email in there and create an account. Mm-hmm. If you become a Great Commission partner and give to the ministry every month, it opens up an additional number of videos, including we're going to stream the new Spider-Man movie before it hits theaters.
Are we really?
No, we're not. We won't do that.
You got some people's attention.
Is that Marvel or DC? Which one is that?
Oh, Tim.
I'm sorry.
I'm
learning.
Question.
At least I'm trying to learn.
No, I don't know either.
I think that's Marvel.
It's Marvel.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I had it right.
Hey, you mentioned about people supporting the ministry.
Yeah.
Night of comedy last night in North Mississippi, Green Valley Baptist Church in Pontotoc. Johnny W., he's been on a Amazon Prime special, Grand Old Opry, been with Tim Hawkins and Nate Bargatze. I was the opening act and then Johnny W., but met a lot of sweet listeners. Dusty and Gina from Batesville, Mississippi, drove an hour.
Oh, wow.
And he talked about how much he appreciated AFR. And he said, there's so many things we appreciate. He said, we pray for you, we support you. But he said, your constant encouragement with all the shows, he said, it's made me bold to share the gospel more. And he said, I can't say thank you enough. But just met hundreds of listeners last night.
Go ahead.
All right. Here are my three questions. First question. In written English, every syllable must contain what? In written English, every syllable must contain what? Second question. Now, I have been doing since July 4th in that area. Questions about the Bill of Rights, the amendments. I think this will be the last one that I'll do. I had some others, but we're kind of past the July 4th time.
Yeah.
Here's the last question, though, on the amendments. What does the Fourth Amendment prohibit the government from doing? What does the Fourth Amendment prohibit the government from doing?
Telling Ken's ice cream machine's out.
Yes.
I think that was when that was this.
Bearing false witness.
What your dad did was unconstitutional.
And it was immoral. All right. And then third question, a true false in honor of my friend J.J. Jasper. For most of human history, most birthdays were not celebrated because most people didn't know their birthday. Is that true or false? For most of human history, most birthdays were not celebrated because most people did not know their birthday. Boy, is that true or false?
You're out of luck at Walgreens then.
Huh? If you try to pick up meds.
If you don't know your birthday, you ain't getting anything. Birthday to birth?
I don't know. When I was born.
Can you imagine there in the early days, if that indeed is true, and you're sitting around saying, you look great for your age. Oh, thanks. Are you mocking me? I don't know how old I am. Neither do you.
Neither do you.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Then I heard the Lord asking, whom shall I send as a messenger to these people? Who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me. Where is that verse? If you can just tell me what book in the Bible, famously, The prophet said, here I am, mm-hmm. send me. Second question, what is the number 3.14 known as? For you math wizards, what is the number 3.14 known as? Third question, true or false, McDonald's once tried bubblegum-flavored broccoli on their menu. Is that true or false? They were trying to encourage the kids to eat more vegetables. McDonald's once tried...
And that was their idea?
Bubble, if it's true.
I bet that marketing team got fired.
McDonald's once tried bubblegum-flavored broccoli on their menu. True or false?
That advertising team, after getting fired, moved over to Coke.
And then came up with
the new Coke.
New Coke. All right. Is that it, JJ?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are the two most popular nicknames for the state of Mississippi? It's where we live. There are two nicknames that are the most common used. You know how states have nicknames?
Are these kind of like official?
Like Tennessee has the volunteer is the volunteer
oh,
state.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Kentucky's a bluegrass state. Mississippi really has two names that they go by, nicknames. What are they? All right. Numbers. My second question. There are three species of bears that live in North America. What are they? Three species of bears. And by North America, too, I'm including Canada and, you know, obviously Alaska.
Okay.
Everybody got that question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Three species of bears.
All right. Here's you one
there's
that's
Yogi. There's Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
And then Smokey Bear.
You're on the wrong track.
I'm on the wrong track.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
I had something completely
different. I would say good try,
than...
but yeah. You're in like in the animated world over here. Okay. So this is a deep dive. If anybody knows the answer to this question.
Without looking it up.
Without looking it up, we'll send you a Trivia Friday t-shirt, okay?
Without looking it up and without asking somebody.
On degree of difficulty in American history, this is a 10 of 10.
Oh, okay? Wow. Usually mock me for these.
But somebody might know it, okay? Because it has happened in baby boomers' lifetimes.
And we do have people who pay attention to these kinds of issues.
That's right.
Seriously,
that's right.
So.
All right, pay attention. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963, Lyndon Johnson, his VP, was sworn in as president. Who became Johnson's vice president?
That is a good question.
At the time.
That is.
So everybody got that?
Yeah,
yes,
that's
sir.
I don't know the answer to that.
If you know the answer to that, without looking it up, we will send you an AFR Trivia Friday t-shirt.
I think I do know the answer yeah, to that, but it's a little bit of a guess.
And it's rare for us to have a Dan Quayle. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't even blurted that out. I'm so,
all right,
so
JJ,
sorry.
Spell potato.
All right. We ready?
We're
done?
Ready. Go.
Okay. We're going to go to Iowa to start things off. And Dennis is on the line. Dennis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty well. Surviving the nice, cool weather up here.
That's a low blow, brother.
I don't know. Is it cold? Is it cool up there?
Oh, the other morning it was 47 at dawn.
Oh,
wow.
Where? In Iowa?
47?
Well, actually, I'm in central Michigan right now, but I'm normally in Iowa at
yeah.
this time.
What's the name of a good realtor in your area for people that maybe want to start heading your way?
At least for the summer.
That's right.
Not for the winter.
All right, go, Dennis. Ask, answer, or both?
Both. And I also have a comment on a previous show that I've been dying to tell you for a long time.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. The trivia show Friday that was before the Kentucky Derby last year, not this year, but last year, mm-hmm. you were asking for people to call in with horse sayings. Remember that?
With horse sayings?
I think that was Ed or Tim, you know, just saying like things like, you know, just like old sayings that included a horse.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't count your horses before they hatch.
Okay.
The one that come to my mind, nobody brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was you can lead a horse to water, or you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
Now, do you know the a modern analogy for that?
Let's see.
You better tell us.
You can lead a leftist to knowledge, but you can't make him think.
Hey, oh, I like that one.
I have to use that one there. Yeah. That's a good one.
Or you can say you can bring a horse to water, but a pencil must be lead. I've heard that one many times.
Wow. Yeah. See, my pastor used to say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them put on their bathing suit. So we can just be here a while. Dennis, which one of these questions you feel confident about?
Oh, I'm an engineer. I got to do the 3.14 question.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. What is the number 3.14 known as?
Well, most people eat it, but I like to refer to it as pie.
Oh, hey!
Right, out,
right
of the
out of the gate.
Wow.
You know what that cowbell means, Dennis?
Yep.
You just won yourself a complete apple pie. A 3.14 slice. Hey, you just won yourself a nice Learn University t-shirt. Way to start us off.
Well, to explain the answer, though, real quick, if you could, like without going into a lecture. So, you know what I'm saying? Just give us about 30 seconds of a minute.
The actual is 3.14159. That's the number I use all the time.
But what is that? No. Where does that?
For us laymen, what does that mean?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, it's the relationship between the diameter of a circle and the circumference.
Okay.
One dividing the other, right?
Was that Albert Einstein? Was that Albert Einstein?
No, that was long before that. The ancient Greeks knew it, I think.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandfather on my mom's side, he knew it. That was the most ancient Greek I knew. he understood it. Might have been before him.
Hey, Dennis, what's your question for us?
Wow.
Okay, this is a football question.
Yeah. Tim's right. Tim and Ed are ready.
Okay.
For meatheads.
I was watching an Iowa football game, uh-huh. And the Iowa had scored 19 points. They were all scored by one player. Who was the player, and how did he do it?
It was an Iowa football, you said, scored 19. One player scored 19 points?
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, and so don't say yes or no.
Boy, if it had been a badminton question, I could make
you. You were right there.
Yeah, but I'm not. These guys.
You're
are
like a student of Iowa badminton history.
Yes, these guys are the football aficionados.
You know what?
It would have had to a kicker would have had to be involved in this somewhere, right?
What era? What I would
give
know.
Us a little hint, Dennis.
Well, a hint would be that the holder for the kicker was the backup quarterback.
Okay. You know what?
That's going to be a trick play.
I'm not going to. One player scores 19 points. I can see one player scores three touchdowns. He gets 18.
That's 18. Or a kicker can kick
what
six
about if
field
you score,
goals.
What if you score three touchdowns and kick one extra point? Then you've accounted for 19. Right?
You could.
Yeah.
But he said something about the holder. You know what?
We can be here a lot.
Yeah, Dennis, what's the answer?
I think you stumped us.
Great sports trivia.
They lined up to kick a field goal, and as soon as the ball was hiked, the holder stood up, the kicker ran around the end, he threw it to him, and he ran in for a touchdown. Then he came back and kicked his extra point.
Okay, so
how do you get 19? That's just
so that's then four field goals tacked on.
Four field goals was dressed.
An extra point and a touchdown.
What's the name of the player?
I don't know. Many years ago.
Oh, I thought that was the question.
No, I think he's
the question. How did they do it?
How? Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis, all right, brother Dennis, you take care of my
stay
friend.
On the line.
Stay so on the line, man. I almost dropped
it. Yeah, so we can get your address and your shirt size.
Put you on hold, and then Cindy Roberts will get your information, Dennis, and we will send you the
your
t-shirt.
Trivia Friday t-shirt.
I suddenly got hungry for
Learning
pie,
University.
And I don't know why.
So the circumference of the
I think it's the diameter divided by the circumference. gives you pi.
I was very impressed with our board operator, Brent. When I said that question, he just added the whole long one, but he added about four more numbers than Dennis did.
So, Oh, yeah. I think it's a repeating number. You know, at some point it goes
God,
on and on.
God gives us all gifts and abilities. and when it came to engineering, he said, Tim, I ain't giving you anything. It's zero.
Okay? Me too. I may be in negative numbers when it comes to engineering. And my dad was an engineer.
Yeah. Your dad was?
And when it comes to ice cream trucks, a liar.
What was that guy he's talking about?
You know you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead.
No,
right?
I love my dad.
Somebody, you know,
he didn't really do that.
They always say being there when your ship comes in. And the guy said, when God said train, I thought he said rain. And y'all, you went a different direction. Missed there. Yeah. I forgot the joke and the punchline.
It happens.
It's been a long, hot week.
We go to Kansas, and Susan is on the line. We need a lady to settle us down here, Susan.
Please.
Are you the right person?
I am.
Now, are you lazy, Susan? Or was that somebody more kind of in the kitchen cabinet business?
I fight that all the time.
Thanks for calling, Susan. Where do you live?
In Topeka.
Okay, wonderful. I've been there. JJ's been there many times. You've been there many times.
You know, I haven't been to Topeka very many times.
Oh, have you
only
not?
A couple.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm originally from Kansas, from Wisconsin, and spent 30 years in Minnesota and now 30 years in Kansas.
Wow.
Wow.
Now you've told us your age, Susan. How much do you weigh? Well, we're just getting real personal here on national radio.
Yeah.
Hey,
I also live in Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. So, I'm retired.
Wonderful. Well, hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Tim's question about JFK's...
Wow. Okay. Okay, now, this is not a trick question, but it's a listen carefully question, okay? So, Susan, I'm going to repeat it again. When JFK was assassinated in November of 1963... Lyndon Johnson, his vice president, was sworn in.
Right.
We've all seen that famous picture.
Yeah.
On the airplane. Who then became Johnson's vice president?
Well, I'm hoping it was Hubert H. Humphrey.
That was going to be my guess. But it was just a guess.
Hubert Humphrey was Johnson's vice president his second term.
Oh, because he finished Kennedy's term.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay, just leave it alive for the next person.
That's a very good question, though.
Susan, you did have it correct, which I think 9 out of 10 people who remember that era are going, that was Hubert Humphrey. He became VP. That is true in the second term of Lyndon Johnson.
And you want to know immediately after the assassination.
Right. This is a very good question. I don't know the answer to this.
Susan, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm hoping somebody has a timer or a stopwatch because in middle school, when I lived in Montevideo, Minnesota, we learned how to sing the alphabet backwards.
Oof.
And I'm wondering if you can guess how many seconds it takes me to sing the alphabet backwards.
Well, we'd love to hear you do it.
I do have it. I am going to, when you get started, I am going to click on a stopwatch.
I'm going to say 22 seconds. Did you say it in 22 seconds. Sing the alphabet backwards.
Say alphabet again, Susan. What'd you say?
Alphabet.
Alphabet. Okay, alphabet. I thought you said alphabet.
I'm going to...
22 seconds.
I was just thinking.
I'm going to say she can do it.
Go.
I'm going to say she can do it in 8 seconds. Do you have a guess?
Give her 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
ZYXWVUTFRQPONMLKJHGFEDCBA.
That's less than 7 seconds.
Wow. But you really, nobody even knows if she did it right.
No, I mean, that was simple.
It sounded good. I could hear letters. Right. I don't know whether she got
it. Susan, do it again. I'm going to pay close attention.
All right, hang on. Let me reset.
All right, wait. He's going to reset. See if we can get you in the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right. Go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHGFBDCBA.
That is so impressive.
Did she beat a record?
She beat what she did the last time.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, now, I was joking about the Guinness Book of World Records, but you can get a record for any category under the sun.
That's right.
Look into that, Susan.
Yeah, you might be qualified there to get the Susan from Kansas. We'll see her in the Guinness Book of World Records next year.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. God bless you. You hear the music. Have a great weekend.
We had to take a short time out.
I went to Montevideo, Minnesota, and did a banquet where she said,
oh, Montevideo?
Montevideo. We have a station up there.
Yep. All right, and we have one in Topeka where she lives, where Susan lives. Thank you, Susan. We'll be back. We'll get back to more questions and answers after this short timeout.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. Two mountains in the Holy Land are revered as the Mountain of Transfiguration. Like many other sites of the Holy Land, one has to decide which site he prefers as being authentic, if indeed either is. Since the 4th century, Mount Tabor has been accepted by many as the Mount of Transfiguration. Mount Tabor is about 5 miles east of Nazareth and 12 miles west of the southern tip of the Sea of Galilee. Although the mountain is only 1,843 feet high, one can see a far distance from its summit. Atop Mount Tabor, you can see Mount Carmel, about 25 miles to the west on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. You can also see Mount Hermon, nearly 50 miles to the north. To the south and west of Mount Tabor is the Plain of Ashkelon, also known as the Plain of Jezreel. The other spot, which some consider to be the Mountain of Transfiguration, is Mount Hermon. It's about 30 miles north of the Sea of Galilee. The highest point of this snow-capped mountain is 9,101 feet above sea level. Just south of Mount Hermon is Caesarea Philippi. The fact that Jesus was mentioned as being in this area just prior to the Transfiguration experience is accepted by some as evidence of Mount Hermon being the Mountain of Transfiguration. The truth is that we don't know where the Mount of Transfiguration is, and it really doesn't matter, because it was not the location which was important, but the event. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain. Then something mysterious and exciting happened. As the disciples looked on, the face of Jesus became exceedingly bright. His clothes became as white as light. Then the three disciples recognized two men with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Moses represented the old law through which God had sought to save man from his sinfulness. Elijah represented the prophets whom God had sent to lead the people into his kingdom. And Jesus, of course, was God's final and most perfect method of winning people to his way. Suddenly, a shining cloud came over the group, and a voice was heard speaking from that cloud. "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." It was such a terrifying experience for the disciples that they fell on their faces. During the experience, Peter, in his excitement, wanted to build three buildings of worship on that mountain. One was to be for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Peter had tasted a mountaintop spiritual experience. He did not want to go back down into the valley. But Jesus would not let Peter build those houses of worship. No. Jesus took his disciples and went back down into the valley where the suffering of life was. There was a young boy suffering from epilepsy waiting for him upon his return. You know, we all need occasionally our Mountain of Transfiguration experiences. But to stay on the mountain, apart from the sin and suffering of humanity, is contrary to the will of God.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Weilman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, we've got some great tours lined up for March of 2027. We've got one tour we call the Footsteps of Paul tour. That's mainly in Greece, or only in Greece, including Athens and Corinth and Thessalonica. And then we've got a separate tour to Italy, where we're going to Venice and Florence and Pisa and Rome and all the sites of Italy. So, you can do both of these tours if you want to. We've arranged that as well. Also, this tour of Italy, it's not like the Olive Garden tour of Italy, you know. We're really going there to Italy to see Italy and to eat Italian food, too, as well. So for information on any of the tours I've mentioned here, go to tours.afa.net. Tours.afa.net, tours.afa.net.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. 1 Corinthians 13, 6-7.
American Family Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Let's try that one more time. That was unfortunate. We also call this
Learning University.
Tim, Ed, and JJ here. You're listening to American Family Radio, and we're going to repeat our trivia questions, which have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right, here are my three. In written English, every syllable must contain what? Second question. What does the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution prohibit the government from doing? And then third question, a true false. For most of human history, most birthdays were not celebrated because most people didn't know their birthday. Is that true, though, or false?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. The Bible verse where the Lord's saying, who shall go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. Where in the Bible is that? Which book of the Bible? Here I am, send me. Second question, true or false? McDonald's once tried to, they offered bubblegum flavored broccoli on their menu. Is that true or false?
That would get out of the first meeting, you know, the first committee?
It may have.
That's hard to believe.
If it's true, it could be 100% made up.
Yeah, maybe.
McDonald's once tried bubblegum flavored broccoli on their menu to encourage kids to eat more vegetables.
Yeah.
Third question, I'm going to add one. This is going to be a tough one. Baby boomers, you'll remember Batman. This is one of those Powell questions and Whammo. What was the name of Batman's butler? What was the name of Batman? They said his name all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know the answer.
Do you really?
A true fan knows.
A true fan. Was it DC or Marvel?
was DC. Batman was DC.
What was the name of Batman's butler? Go, Tim.
Mine are, there are three species of bears that live in North America. Name them. Number two, the second question. What are the two most popular nicknames for the state of Mississippi? There are two that a lot, they're basically 50-50, they're used. And number three, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated and Lyndon Johnson became president, he was sworn in on the plane. We all remember that famous picture of Lyndon Johnson being sworn in the day JFK was assassinated. Who then became Johnson vice president? All right, Ed, let's go.
All right. You know what? I feel like going back to Iowa. I don't know. I just feel like bacon today.
Okay.
And so Robert joins us. Robert from Iowa. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday. Robert, you there?
Hello, Robert.
I think I clicked right. Huh?
Hey, I think I hear somebody. Robert, you there?
Robert, you
can
may
you
have
hear
us?
Me?
Yes, sir. There you are.
We almost dropped you.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyway, welcome. We connected. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Where do you live in Iowa, Robert?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Okay. He must be having trouble hearing us.
I think that's the name of his town.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, can you hear me, Iowa?
Des Moines.
All right. I'm going to put Robert.
Put him in radio purgatory, Ed.
All right.
Oh, my.
He may have us on mute. All right, Robert, if you're listening, I put you on hold. I'm not sure what we're going to do to get
him back.
We'll
try to come back.
We'll try to get you. So,
Robert, we think we had you on mute. We could hear you, but you couldn't. That you had us on mute. We could hear you, but you couldn't hear us.
Need to repent, Robert, and we'll get you back on the radio.
All right, let's go instead to Mississippi while we're trying to work on getting Robert back. Let's talk to Joseph. Joseph, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Joseph, answering that one question is going to be a little too easy for you. I don't know about that.
Where do you live in Mississippi, Joseph?
Right in the center of the state, Carthage.
Carthage, all right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for calling. How long have you been listening to AFR there in Carthage? 92.5, I guess.
Ever since y'all started back in the early 90s.
Wow. Yeah.
Joseph, I did stand-up comedy for a bank. There in Carthage, just a little thing there, getting together.
Carthage.
How do you say
it? I think it's Carthage.
Yeah, and that was my first time to be there. Really nice people.
Well, Joseph, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I'll do both. I'm on my mail route, so I had to just pull over, so I won't drop y'all.
Great. All right. Sometime. Thanks for your service, too. We really appreciate getting our mail each day.
Well, which one do you want to try to answer, Joseph?
You know, I know a really easy one there about the state of Mississippi.
I saw that coming. I didn't think you were going to go for that low-hanging fruit, Joseph.
You do what you got to do, right?
That's right. But I like the bear species also, but I'll save that for somebody else.
All right, here's the question. Here's the question Joseph from Mississippi is going to answer. There are two popular nicknames for the state of Mississippi. What are they, Joseph?
Hospitality State and Magnolia State.
Right. And for an AFR Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt, Joseph, which of those two is the official nickname?
Oh, my goodness, you got me there.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go with Hospitality State.
That's a good guess. Obviously, one of two.
Yes,
Magnolia.
The official nickname for the state of Mississippi is the Magnolia State.
Okay,
You got it. You know what?
He's a mailman.
Yeah, and I'm feeling generous today. So we're gonna send Joseph one of our T-shirts. Okay.
Good. This is our Common Core University.
Guys,
all you had to do was try, Joseph, and you're going to get a T-shirt.
Can I weigh in?
That's awesome.
I was born and raised in Kentucky. I've lived in Mississippi for decades now, so I feel like I've earned the right to be heard on this. It really is the most hospitable, the Southern hospitality. It's real. And magnolia trees, we didn't have those in Kentucky. Very, very rare. You see the magnolia trees with the big, beautiful flowers that are on there, and that's on the tag on the license plate for years. It's the Magnolia State. But if you haven't come to Mississippi, I encourage you to do that. Mississippi was last in a lot of things, so he took a lot of ribbing, a lot of jokes. But it's it's an amazing place. I live here by choice now. All my children but one were born here. It's just a wonderful state.
And I'm from further north than you are, and I love the state. My wife's from here. My daughter was raised here. We moved here when she was just a year and a half old. My son was born here. All my grandkids. Great place to raise a family.
Great place.
We don't want any more people here. Okay, so I wish y'all
certainly no more Yankees.
I wish y'all would cut that out.
Yankees, stay home.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Joseph, thank you so much. Stay on the line so we can get your. Oh, you got a question for us?
Yeah,
I got a question for y'all. A couple of years ago, I was at the water park with my grandchildren, and I got to thinking about what are four things. We was in Israel at this very time 30 years ago. My wife and I with our church group, and I just got to thinking while I was at that water park, what are four things we did in Israel that partook where we got to partake of water activity. And if y'all can give me four things that you do on your tour in Israel that you could consider water park activity.
One, you were baptized in the River Jordan, so let's knock that one out.
One. Yes, sir.
A boat ride on the Sea of Galilee.
You got two.
There's two. They waterboarded you. They're the Israeli army whenever you jaywalk.
No, we didn't do that. Yeah. We didn't do that.
Those two are
Dead Sea.
Dead Sea.
Dead Sea.
Good, Tim.
Okay.
Good.
Floating in the Dead Sea.
Is that number three?
Yeah. That's three. One more.
Fourth thing.
You were stumped.
I'll just say visiting Jaffa or one of the sites on the Mediterranean.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's right. Go ahead.
Okay. Did y'all go through the Hezekiah's tunnel? How many times have y'all been through it? I'm sure.
I didn't know. 20 years ago, they had found it.
But they had there was water running through Hezekiah's tunnel. And we had to go through with flip-flops or else barefooted.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I thought that was pretty neat.
Wow.
Oh.
One thing about that trip that's very memorable to me, I know last week they mentioned on the news about it being a 30-year anniversary that plane went down. It left New York. Y'all remember that?
There was a couple of them.
Major airlines. One of the major airlines lost a big plane there. Just last week was the anniversary of it. So anyway, when we got to Israel, my mother-in-law called us at our hotel room. I do not know how she got our number where we were at, but she was afraid we was on that plane.
Oh, wow.
That's just a,
that's a vivid
that really
memory
stuck
for you.
With me there.
Yeah. Hey, Joseph, please stay on the line so we can get your address and your T-shirt size. And thank you so much for listening to AFR and all those great comments.
Yep. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we go to Maryland. Been a while since we've had a call from Maryland. Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can, Jimmy. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, welcome.
I'm actually at work, but I'm taking a break.
Okay. All right. Well, don't get yourself in trouble. Where do you live in Maryland, Jimmy?
Deep Creek Lake.
Okay. Are you listening on the app?
I'm actually listening to 90.3 out of Grantsville.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a radio station there in the western part of the state of Maryland where normal people live. I should not have said that.
No, that's the people get that.
I'm one of the normals.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're normal, patriotic, God-fearing people live.
Amen.
Like Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, answer.
I'm actually a pastor, too.
Yeah.
Oh, a pastor.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I want to do both.
You check all the boxes.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both, Pastor?
Both.
Which one you want to try to answer?
The Batman question.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You're a pastor, and you called in?
Hey, listen. He's my kind of pastor.
I want to do the
Bible question, but I figured I'd save that for somebody else.
There you go.
Good pastor there.
Jimmy, what was the name of Batman's butler?
Alfred.
Alfred. Yeah. And I think, wasn't he one of the chipmunks? Alfred. Or is that something different?
Alvin.
Close.
Alvin.
Hey, Jimmy, what's your question for us?
So, which NFL franchise has the best winning percentage but to never win a Super Bowl?
Oh, best winning percentage, but to never. All right, now we're going to talk amongst ourselves here for just a second,
Jimmy.
All right, do you think it's Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo Bills?
That's my guess, yeah. I can't imagine any other team having as much success.
Lately, too, as well. I was going to say maybe the Minnesota Vikings, but they've had a lot of bad years as well. So I think Buffalo.
Jimmy, you got any badminton questions so I can jump in here with be a team player? Or are you just going to stick with football?
Is it Buffalo Bills?
It is not. It is the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. So I was thinking, but they've had a lot of bad years, so I was surprised.
They won.
They were in the Super Bowl four times, and never won.
They was in the Super Bowl, yeah, four times. But then since then, they've lost 9 NFC Championship games.
Ouch.
Wow.
Talk about being a bridesmaid and never a bride.
I don't know. That's almost like spiritual. You know what I'm saying? That's some kind of curse.
they probably feel like it.
I think they built their stadium over an Indian mound or something right there. You know what? Buffalo Bills lost 4 consecutive Super Bowls.
And won with that last-second field goal, remember, where they missed the field goal to win it, and then the Giants, I think, came back and beat them. That was back in the – or maybe – I think it was the Giants
Jim,
back in the 90s.
You're talking about building on that Indian mound. My daughters – one of my daughters was in a wedding last Saturday, and they tried to light the Unity candle – and it wouldn't light. I mean, their flames from their families were big, but they tried and tried and tried, and finally, they just had to give up. Well, one of my daughters, when we came home, said, "I'm not superstitious." She said, "I'm just regular stitious." But she said, you know, people there thought, "Oh no, I hope that wasn't an omen." But I thought that was pretty funny. I'm not superstitious.
I'm regular.
I'm just regular stitious.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you for pastoring the church there in Maryland and for taking care of God's people, Jimmy. We think highly of those who serve the sheep, the lambs of God.
Most of them.
Most, okay.
I mean, it's hard to make a blanket statement.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, the ones that serve well. How about that?
I'm with you there.
The ones that are
it's
called.
Like you're not.
The ones that are called, not the ones that just went.
I mean.
Just went because it was convenient. No.
Your heart's got to be in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, and sometimes it can be in it at the start, and then later on you're going, why did I do this?
Sounds like a man who's been there.
All right. I think we should stop and move on to Kentucky. That's what I think.
That's what I'm talking about.
And we're going to talk to
home
Debbie.
State.
Yes.
Debbie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Debbie, where in Kentucky? Yeah. I got my hand over my heart right now. Bluegrass State.
Cunningham.
Yeah. Now,
is that in western Kentucky?
Where is that? That
yes,
doesn't ring a bell.
Yes, it is. It's kind of between Paducah and Wycliffe.
Okay. Yeah. You're right there in the corner where all those barges
yes.
collide and all those rivers join.
Exactly.
Do you want to ask?
Yes.
Hey, do you ever get up to Owensboro? Are you familiar with Owensboro?
I've been through there, but I've not been there a lot. So.
Okay. You need to go on a vacation there. Get you some mutton and burgoo. The bluegrass, the world's largest or the national bluegrass museum festival is there. Other things.
All right.
So ask, answer, or do
that's
both.
That's a vacation destination, isn't it?
Yes. That's where the Waltrips are from. Man, I could go on and on.
Every time you talk about someone about Kentucky, you mention burgoo.
And mutton.
And mutton and burgoo.
Don't forget mutton.
Now, mutton,
like
I've heard
Louisiana,
of.
But, it's kind of like crawfish to Louisiana.
Yeah. But burgoo sounds like the most famous food I've never heard of.
It's like a... What they did describe.
Here's what I learned years ago.
Yeah.
When you're in your little neck of the woods, you think everybody eats what you eat. West Virginia, they eat ramps. They even have a ramp festival. And they think that everybody knows about it and eats it. I got there. I said, I've never heard of this in my life. I thought everybody grew up eating mutton and burgoo. You get outside of our county, nobody's even heard of it. The mutton is from sheep.
Sheep,
and
yeah.
Chopped and sliced.
Mm.
The burgoo is like a stew. I think they even like some
mutton stew.
Yes, it's got mutton and potatoes and corn and all other odds and ends in there, but it is some kind of delicious.
Yeah.
We have mutton festivals, burgoo festivals, like, you know, all these people have cook-offs, and so, but it's funny when you get in different parks. Well, just like my wife grew up near Louisiana, and she'd talk about boudash and etouffee, and I said, I have no idea what you're even talking about. You're not even speaking English. And they're like, what? You didn't grow up having crawfish for every 4th of July and every... So, hey, so anyway, Debbie, you owe it to yourself. Put that on your bucket list to go to Owensboro and get some of that. Go to Moonlight Barbecue. That's the one you want to go to. Ask, answer, ask, answer, or do both.
I would like to attempt to answer, and I'd like to give you an alternate answer to the riddle that you started out the show with.
Oh, well, I'm ready. What do you call advice you get from a cow?
My first reaction was utter nonsense.
Hey.
All right. That's good.
All right. I never make this kind of call, Debbie, but I want you to stay on the line. You deserve a T-shirt for that.
Brother.
You just won yourself a Learning University T-shirt. That was
utter
funny.
Utter nonsense.
I like it. Awesome. That's quick.
So which question do you want to answer?
The one about the written English, what is in every syllable?
Oh, okay. Here's the question.
It's a vowel. Yeah.
Okay. In written English, every syllable must contain what? And you said a vowel, and that is absolutely correct.
Nicely done.
Yep. Yeah. Now, are you an English teacher or?
You just
paid attention in class, didn't you?
Well, that and I write scholar bowl questions, so.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Your question for us? And don't forget, when we're done, we'll put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get you a T-shirt. But what's your question for us, Debbie?
I didn't have a question for you. I just had the alternate answer to your riddle. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That was very quick.
Absolutely.
And JJ is happy. We're all happy to send you a T-shirt on your way. So stay on the line, and you'll give your information, and we'll get that T-shirt to you in the mail.
Let me ask you one question, JJ, about the burgoo and the mutton.
Yes.
So is that in your area there where you grew up, Mowatsburg, is that like – do you drive down the road and there's sheep everywhere?
No, that's a real enigma. I never saw one sheep in my entire life in Owensboro. And I got a crazy theory on that. A lot of the major businesses in Owensboro are owned by Jewish folks. And I'm wondering, you know, this is a research thing for a researcher. I think a Jewish population must have moved there many, many years ago. And because, you know, all through the Bible, you see sheep and all this. And I think they started bringing it to the area because there was a barbecue place on every corner. And we never thought pork or beef. Everybody just knew it was going to be sheep. But the sheep weren't growing around there, so they're bringing it in from somewhere.
Hmm.
But we are the barbecue capital of the world. Memphis disputes Owensboro because one is how many tons is exported and the other is how many tons are eaten. But we're like first or second in the world, barbecue capital of the world. Yeah. And it's sheep, and I've not seen one sheep grazing there.
Huh.
Well, there's a reason for that.
We can talk, and it goes to the first thing you said.
You have to be 12 years old first before we're going to discuss that kind of what happens to the little sheep.
Well, I will say this. My wife will not eat any kind of lamb. Just because of that thing you're talking about, Tim. She just says they're so cute. I just can't eat lamb or lamb chops.
Hey, let's repeat our questions, and then we'll take a break. And that way, when we get back from the news, we won't have to reset. How about
all right,
that?
And I'll have to. Okay, so I have two questions remaining. You know what? I think I'm going to hold like Tim does. Here's my two questions. What does the Fourth Amendment prohibit the government from doing? And then, second question, for most of human history, most birthdays were not celebrated because most people didn't know their birthday. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible, that very famous verse, "Here I am, send me." The Lord asking, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." What book of the Bible, where is that in the Bible? Second question, true or false, McDonald's once tried bubblegum flavored broccoli on their menu. Is that true? And then I'll add one more. What does a cartographer do? What does a cartographer do?
Okay, my two questions. The first one is this. There are three species of bears that live in North America.
You got gummy bears. That's one.
That's one. I want you to name the three species of bears that live in North America. And number two, when JFK was assassinated in November of 1963, Lyndon Johnson was sworn in as president on Air Force One. I want to know who then became, that day, the Vice President of the United States. We'll be back in 5 minutes, and we'll get back through our calls.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.